Some bummer news this week. Dev and I were not able to get together for a recording. As you're well aware, we've got wives and jobs and kids, and it just didn't come together. However, I didn't want to leave all of you empty-handed, so I cut together some of our favorite parts of the first 5 episodes for a micro best-of clip show. We hope you enjoy hearing some of the cringiest clips we could find, from as far back as episode 1, which we recorded almost a year ago on January 9th, 2022. We've got a few fan favorites in there, like Raw Casserole and Murder, Jalapeno Chlamydia, The Origins of the Sock Debate, and much, much more. I do have another very special announcement for the Apocalyptos. Dev's birthday party is coming up on December 16th, and Dev wants to celebrate by hosting our very first Dev and Kyle Start the Apocalypse Right Now edition on twitch.tv/devandkyle. This show was originally conceived while I was talking shit in Dev's Twitch stream, so you never know what can happen when a few friends get together online. We'll be having a normal show, as far as this show is ever normal, but we'll be interacting with the chat, fielding questions, and taking the piss in front of a live studio audience. We're putting together a few more surprises as well, so please join us if you can. We'll be posting more information about the show on devandkyle.com. Another post will appear on Patreon with some bonuses for our patrons, so keep an eye on all of our communications channels for those updates. Again, that Twitch channel is twitch.tv/devandkyle. You can give it a follow today and keep an ear out for notifications as the week develops. So without further ado, I'll pick it up when the show got a sharp increase in professionalism. This is episode 3, where I finally surprised Dev with Chase's theme song for our show.
I'm super excited to read some fan mail to you.
More fan mail.
We did get more fan mail. Yeah. So even though this is a hidden hiatus because we haven't actually launched yet, we've been sharing some of these episodes around, and I got some additional fan mail feedback from a friend of the show, Chase Noseworthy.
Chase
Noseworthy on YouTube. He says, your jokes are good, but your music fucking sucks.
Music fucking sucks. Yeah. I gotta agree. I gotta agree, Chase.
So,
thank you for the honesty.
That's great honesty. So I said, why don't we change that? So Chase and I got you a little present. Dev, are you ready?
A present?
Uh-huh.
I like presents.
We have a theme song.
It's not even my birthday. We have a theme song.
We have a theme song. You ready?
We are legit now. Watch out, Always Sunny Podcast. We are coming for you.
Hold on to your headphones.
Everybody come and catch the show. You and dad jokes, they got plenty of those. So relax and listen on as Dev and Kyle start the apocalypse.
That is fucking golden.
Isn't it?
Thank you, Chase. Thank you, Kyle. That was awesome.
Chase Noseworthy on YouTube. Noseworthy Chase on Twitter. Go hit my boy up. That is an absolute original. Coming. Do you want to hear it one more time?
Yeah, I want to hear it again.
Everybody come and catch the show. You and dad jokes, they got plenty of those. So relax and listen on as Dev and Kyle start the apocalypse.
Oh yeah. That is the shit. If you look up the shit in the dictionary,
there's a picture of that
it
song.
Is.
I think about things like terminal diseases and cancer. And this is actually a segue. This is the sort of segues that I come up with.
Yeah, it is a great segue, by the way.
So, speaking of cancer.
Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer. True. Fuck cancer. I saw an article that said that they had found evidence of bone cancer in a dinosaur.
Wow.
Yep.
What prompts them to go, let's see if dinosaurs had cancer or if it's something that just decided to mutate over, I mean, I guess that would be the reason to do it, is to see.
Sure. Yeah. I think that with dinosaurs, bones are like all you've got.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you found something more than bones, then holy shit.
Yeah. But I think that that's why you check them for cancer. Like, you just run out of, you're like, hey, I got this bone. I made a skeleton. Somebody's got to do a postdoc. Yeah. I guess we'll check it for cancer.
This T-Rex had leukemia. That's how he died. not the asteroid and meteors that destroyed them and wiped them out. He died of cancer.
That's immediately where my brain went as well. Like, there's a dinosaur doctor, and he's like, hey, I got really good news about your bone cancer. What's that? Did you look up when the other way in? You're not going to die of bone cancer. If anybody thinks that I have, you know, just a creator who wants to just hone his craft, I wouldn't be in podcasting.
Yeah, I have a dollar amount for pretty much anything set in my head. You just have to ask, and we can negotiate. Although some things are set in stone, there are some things I will not sell out for at least 6-7 figures.
Okay.
Certain things.
Are you prepared in episode one to reveal one of the 8-figure things?
How inappropriate do we want to get here? That's the question. Do we want to make this one of those podcasts where people listen to it and go, holy shit, these guys are just depraved out of their mind. I have to see how deep they're going to go. And we just have to keep topping ourselves with disgusting, out of this world statements and comments, or are we going to keep it kind of slight dad friendly? Fuck, anything's dad friendly. Dads have really warped minds. Even though we have those moments of brevity and emotion where we cry for film or books or commercials or things that our kids do, we also have a section of our mind that is warped beyond an 8th grader's.
Yeah.
Or at least most dads. My core group of friends.
I think we can take any, you know, trip down the side trips and then wander back to a center. I don't think we have to keep upping ourselves.
Okay, I'll start out with one
dalliance and then back to the middle of the road.
I'll start out with one that's not too over the top, but still kind of maybe squeamish for some. I would drink my own piss for $100,000.
Yeah.
And that is set. I would not do that for easy. Anything less.
Yeah. Yeah. $100,000. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
Daddy needs a new pair of shoes. And it's sterile.
Yeah. I mean, there's boxers.
I've seen Bear Grylls do it, and I bet he only made $75,000 in that episode. And I'm no better than Bear Grylls. The second beta fish would just hang out at the surface of the water at a weird lilt. So every single time I saw that fish for a year, I was like, oh, today's the day. This fish is dead. And I would give it the old hard bangity bang. Like the third bangity bang, it would come back to life. Right when I was about to give up, like, today's the day, let's fish it out.
Yeah.
Wham, wham, wham. Still at a tilt. Wham, wham, wham. That fish, I don't know, is either the laziest fish or needed a 1-800 number. I don't know.
He needed a life alert around his neck. Just hit the button and be like, I'm drowning. Wait, I'm a fish.
Just beta bling. Just that little necklace.
Yeah. Look like a rap star.
Like, that's two
chains.
Great.
Have two chains of beta chains. Fish. Food chain. He's at the bottom of it.
Oh, that joke is where I'm going to have to learn how to figure out how to not blow out the microphone, listeners. So you will learn about post-production based on that joke. That's what we need, a lawyer on retainer. If you are a lawyer who wants to put us on retainer, we will trade podcasts for legal advice.
Yes. And one we for will one. Advertise for you. We'll give you free promo. So, you know, the bigger, the better. Something that's like nationwide would be great.
Yeah. If you are tracking ambulances, We are the podcast for you.
Yes. We will even add a ambulance tracer, some kind of segment about injuries that you can go after.
Uh-huh.
We'll give you
injuries
tips
that you can get.
Yeah. Like, oh, today there was this accident. Let's talk about this accident. How gruesome it was.
There were just streaks for miles. I'm sorry. I couldn't even get that out. Oh.
They had to bring in so much Coca-Cola to get the blood off the pavement. I don't know if that's Coca-Cola a wise tale. Coca-Cola
stock is up 22% on the news that the five is closed.
I'm not sure if that's a myth or not, that they use Coca-Cola to get blood off the asphalt. Or I would assume they would use something more hygienic.
You would think.
Coca-Cola. Like, but I know Coke will get a lot of shit out because of the acidity.
Sure. Sure. I think that just like a good old fashioned pressure washer.
Yeah, that would make sense.
You know what? Here's the reason, because I'm a cynic. Here's the reason why I don't think the Coca-Cola is used on city streets to get the blood out. Subscribe. We'll have the link in the show notes. Here's the reason. City employees are not the sort of people who are motivated by an application method where they like leave for a while and are asked to do other jobs.
All right, a quick Google search, since we are on computers and there's this ability to type in things and get results.
Mm-mm. I prefer to wildly pontificate without any basis in fact. That's how I get through life.
Well, this is how I feel like I should do things, is completely say what I've heard, repeat it, and then go, let's fact check that though. Mm-hmm. If there's something that I know the 100% unequivocally is a fact, I will die on that hill no matter what. Now, if for some reason new evidence or something has came out contrary to that I wasn't privy to, I will admit defeat and go, all right, I'm right. Thank you for educating me. But with things like this, I try to go, I think it was, maybe it's a myth. Turns out, drum roll please.
Okay.
It's a myth.
It's a myth.
It is a myth.
Oh man.
That worked perfectly.
See, I was right. City employees don't want an application method where someone, they put it on there and then someone asks them to go and do something else for 12 hours and then come back to it. They want an easy power washer, takes a couple hours for them to just walk 6 inches at a time down 6 miles of the road because it was a horrible hog accident just under the tire.
Just blood everywhere.
Just
everywhere.
For miles.
Like Jackson Pollock just.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like a Jackson ham hock. Just
a Jackson porklet, piglet. Oh,
there
pork
it
chop.
Is.
A Jackson pork chop.
Jackson pork chop. There it is. We should have a workshop in a little bit live in front of the audience.
Yeah, just keep going. Oh. Eventually you'll get there. Maybe. Probably not.
The best jokes are the jokes you explain. Well, two things. One, I forgot. I asked you about everything. Our second fan. And I need to pause this here because our second fan. Well, I'm declaring that she's a fan. I don't care anymore. Amanda of the Any Truers podcast, friend of the show.
Any Truers.
She's the one who asked. She said, like the Home Alone bit, how did you come up with the name?
Not the name for Home Alone, right?
No,
we didn't come up with that.
We didn't come up with that. That's correct.
That was not us.
She wanted to know, largest grossing movie of 1990. How did you come up with the title? We thought about it. How did we come up with the podcast title? Dev and Kyle Start the Apocalypse. The answer is a callback to fan number one. When our original fan, Bob, said, I feel like Bob's British, but I'm not going to do a British accent. Because Bob is our number one fan, I'm not going to inflict that on him. So for the purposes of this story, Bob sounds like an American. I feel like if Dev and Kyle ever met, it would start the apocalypse. That's the whole inspiration for the title, Amanda. So now you know. Do you think that sock sales are down year over year from 2019?
I think sock sales are up.
You think they're up?
I think they're up. And I think that because of anecdotal thing here too, I've bought more socks since spring 2020 than I have probably in the past 10 years combined.
I am the exact opposite. I don't think that I have purchased any new socks since we went into lockdown.
But I wear socks around the house. I wear socks every day around the house, and I change them out. And sometimes I'll change them twice a day. So I bought a shit ton of socks. Like Bombas. I went and bought a bunch of pairs of Bomba socks. Stance socks.
Those are good socks.
They're great. Nike socks. Dress socks from.
I don't mean to interrupt. Anybody who wants to sponsor Dev and Kyle, start the apocalypse. Bomba, Nike. We're looking at you. We're accepting applications. Email us, devnkylesta@gmail.com. You were saying you love socks.
I love socks. The weirder the sock, the better. Designs,
I like a weird sock. I like wearing socks around other people who can appreciate my weird socks. I hate's the wrong word. I just don't see the need to wear socks inside my house.
I get cold feet, literally cold feet. Okay. Not like, oh, I can't do this cold feet. I get literal cold feet all the time. I actually have a tiny little space heater that I keep at my feet in the basement because it gets so cold down here that I keep on even in the summer a lot of times because my feet will get cold. And I wear socks. Right now, I'm actually not wearing socks, but that's only because I was wearing shoes without socks. If I slip on shoes without socks, I will wear the shoes around for a while. But then I'd slit them off because my feet were starting to get hot with the heater. The heater turns off after it's gotten too hot because it's, I guess, some kind of new fire safety stuff.
Sure.
But it will cut itself off. And usually about that time, I'm starting to get a little roasty toasty, even if it's cold. So that's fine. But I always am wearing socks if I don't have shoes on. And I actually have a pair of socks right here beside me that I took off a couple of nights ago before I switched into new socks.
All right. So this strikes me that we can have a scientific poll in a pseudo scientific poll in the audience of because we have an even number of fans we've confirmed so far.
Dose.
Two.
For our friends south of the border.
So if you support Dev and have increased your sock usage, email us at devandkylesta@gmail.com. If you support Kyle and haven't worn socks since March of 2020, email us at devandkylesta@gmail.com. We'll let you know what the results of the poll are in a future episode. Yeah.
In 2023.
I don't like socks. I don't like shoes. I just like walking around barefoot.
Like a hippie.
Yeah, maybe. Sure. If I could get away with never wearing shoes again for the rest of my life, I wouldn't do it. Like if you just waved the magic wand and they were like, oh, well, like it was just fashionable to not wear shoes, wouldn't do it. As soon as I get in my car, every single time I drive, pop, pop, off come the shoes. If the shoes in any way allow me to take them off, take them off while I'm driving.
You're one of those people.
Yeah. I don't do it. As soon as I get home, boom, they come off my feet. They go in the closet. They're gone.
See, I can't drive barefoot. I've tried it. I can't do it. Even if I'm wearing flip-flops or sandals, I cannot take them off and drive barefoot. It just feels so weird. There's like that. There's no barrier between my foot and the pedal. I guess that's why I like wearing socks if I'm not wearing shoes or sandals, is it gives me kind of a barrier between the floor.
How do you feel about a stick shift?
Oh, I love stick shifts. My knee doesn't love it.
Sure. But isn't that what I always hear? I could give two shits about a stick shift. Isn't that what I always hear about the stick shift, that you're more in tune with the road? Shouldn't you want to drive a stick shift barefoot, just like just the Fred Flintstone equivalent of just being on the asphalt? Isn't that what?
No, I feel like I don't have as much control and I'm not as in tune. I feel like I've got something on my feet. It's got to be shoes, sandals or shoes, to where I can feel that it's almost like the shoe soul connects my soul into the pedal. That's why they call it the soul of a shoe. It connects you into whatever the soul is touching, whether it's the earth, the floor in your house, the car, the pedals on your car, bike pedals, whatever. It's connecting your soul through your shoes and grounding you. I just made that shit up, but it sounds great.
And the great thing about this is that I believe you 100% because I refuse to Google it.
I mean, that's the great thing about the English language. We've got so many words that are spelled differently that sound the same, soul being one of them there.
Mm-hmm.
And now I wonder, what's the where is the origin of the word soul for shoes?
I think you've already explained it to us. I don't think you have to wonder. You just had to commit to that bit.
I'm not even going to Google it. That's canon now.
Mm-hmm.
From here, from henceforth in human history, that is going to be the origin of the word soul for shoes.
It's because it connects you to Mother Earth, and that's how your soul is connected to the world.
Yes.
Not that more it so separates you.
No. It doesn't separate you. It binds you even more than just going around barefoot. So in a way, I have a better bond with the earth because I wear shoes and socks all the time.
I feel like I've boxed myself into a corner by saying that I never Google anything, and now I don't like it.
I mean, let's take it a step further. When we all die and go to the hereafter, and in my head, I imagine that as being a heaven of sorts, and you're standing in my version of the afterlife,
in line.
The pearly gates. Uh-huh. There's going to be a line of people that wear shoes and socks pretty much all the time, and people like yourself who never want to wear shoes and socks. And the line of the people that do is going to be processed faster, like a Disney Fast Pass.
That can't be true because I've stood in line in an airport, and if no one had any shoes on, it would go so much faster.
Fuck. All right. And that completely just derails my entire hypothesis. I'm going back to the drawing board. Let me just throw my thesis in the garbage, start back at letter one.
Once upon a time, and I don't know any of the details of this, if you know the details of this, email us at devandkylesta@gmail.com. There was a episode of like a dancing sickness in like the 1500s where 55 teenage girls living in a small rural German village all started like dancing and couldn't stop dancing. And like circa the 1500s where dancing was a sin. And they were like, oh, I can dance and like I can't stop dancing. And, you know, looking back on it with historical psychologists or whatever, they think that it's just like a mass hysteria that took over the town, but manifested itself as a physical thing. So
the human mind is very, very strange.
Without TikTok, without the Facebooks, teenagers in rural Dark Ages Germany were just as stupid. That's what I just want everyone to take away from this. Children have been stupid for at least 500 years.
Things have been going viral before the internet.
I'm looking at you, polio.
I mean,
frozen people.
He's
were
frozen.
You going somewhere? I have a thing about frozen people.
Like Encino Man?
So, I mean, sort of.
Brendan Fraser. Greatest role ever.
There we go.
Link.
I don't know, that's not the greatest role ever of Brendan Fraser. It's a great one, but greatest?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maximum.
He hardly says anything. It's all just straight up physical comedy from it.
No, he's maximum zaddy energy in The Mummy. Way better in The Mummy than he is in NC.
Okay, fair point.
All right.
Fair point. And you were correct. It is not on Disney Plus. It's only on Hulu.
There we go.
Because of the segregation.
That's not it. That's not it.
Wait, they're not segregating people. And I mean, not people. Disney's not segregating people. They're segregating their films and their shows.
This will be the first band. We're going to have a band episode in our third episode. So, frozen people. So I saw this news story a while back about this crackpot
Italian doctor who said that he was capable of doing a head transplant, like literally at the base of your neck, cut your head off, put it onto a cadaver body, but it was freshly dead. And if you'd gotten shot or, you know, had your whole body burned off, but your head was fine, and then he could put it on, you know, somebody who just got shot through the brain.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, Frankenstein. But he was saying he could do complete head transplants, that they would work. So he's nuts. Okay. I know it wouldn't actually work. But here is what I immediately thought of. You remember, same as I remember, the whole craze through the 90s about freezing.
Yeah.
I think it's still going on. You hear it about it a lot in Arizona because we don't have anything that resembles weather or disasters. And so there's a lot of these like permanent storage companies for documents, but apparently also frozen people in Arizona. So we hear about it, I think, a little bit more than the rest of the country. Because what you don't want is a freak lightning storm to take out the power to your frozen body facility.
You definitely don't want that in a dry heat like Arizona.
No. And we specialize in air conditioning. So we're really good at keeping things frozen.
Like, we like our shit cold here. It gets up into 120 in the summer.
But here was what, again, the same sort of guy who thinks, are we buying fewer socks? Here's what I was thinking. So say it's 1997 and you're a rich dude and you die and they freeze, but you're not super rich. So that you just say like, freeze just my head. Okay. Fast forward to 2022.
Okay.
And they figure out how to put your brain on your body. Like they get a fresh body. And they're like, oh, this guy, whatever. We got a new body. It's going to work. And they can do a head transplant. How pissed would you be? From 1997, you're like, things are going great. They're going to have everything figured out by the time I wake up. I'm dying of cancer.
Nope.
They won't unfreeze me until they fixed cancer at a minimum.
Nope. Surprise.
Surprise. You get this future. Not just any future. You this get future. This one.
You're like, so we have flying cars and mm-hmm. we've cured cancer and AIDS and
nope.
every other disease. Nope.
None of those.
But we've got a new one.
We got a new disease. Not only are we still dying of the same old shit, we're dying of something new.
You remember the flu? Yeah, we still have the flu. But imagine
you're gonna fucking hope it's the flu. The least depressing part from my perspective of Bill Clinton getting a blowjob in the office was a mere 6 months ago, I saw the greatest tweet. It might, for me, honestly, be the only redeeming quality that Twitter has. Because that is a hot dumpster fire of a service. I don't even know why. I don't like it, the Twitter.
It just spawns the worst in people. There's some good things on there, but they still get shit on more than uplifted for the most part. I'll die on that hill.
So one guy tweeted, post me or retweet me your highest risk, lowest payoff life choice ever. Just some nobody from nowhere. That's what he posts. And Monica Lewinsky just posts the two eyeball emojis. Just looking, I want to watch this thread. And that was funny.
Maybe we should launch the apocalypse
bit. Apoca coin? No, I think that's already taken.
Apocalypse bit.
You keep saying it, it doesn't get any better.
Yeehaw, get yourself an apocalypse.
Apocalypse. No matter how many times you say apocalypse, it's not going to become a better word.
Apocalypse. Worse. We're going to make it a thing. It's like fetch. We can make it apocalypse coin. Is there a fetch? Yeah, there's a fetch coin. Hang on.
There's a felch coin?
But what about apocalypse? Fetch.
Oh, fetch. That's better.
From Mean Girls. Yeah. So fetch. Yeah.
That wasn't the Chevy Chase movie? What's that guy's name?
Yeah, there's a fetch coin already. But there's no apocalypse. Fletch.
Fletch. See? I didn't see that movie either.
Yeah.
All right. But Fetch was Mean Girls?
It was a good movie. Yeah. Fetch was Mean Girls. Yeah.
I never saw that one either, but I have heard it's a good movie.
It is a good movie. You should watch it. I'm not big on Lindsay Lohan movies, but it's a good movie. It's got a heart to it. It's about bullying.
Mean Girls came out at a time when I had a lot of opinions on stuff. And the older that I get, I think I've said this, the older that I get, I just try and have fewer opinions. And I saw an article the other day that it was just a person who I swear to God, this op-ed piece is probably going to, if you have time to, and the subject of the op-ed piece was Wordle, right? Taking the internet by storm. Oh, it's something we can all do together. Wordle. I enjoy Wordle. I don't think you should start a religion over it. I keep doing it. It doesn't matter. But the point was, Wordle is harmless. And this guy wrote an op-ed piece into the New York Times, ostensibly not as a joke, just shitting on Wordle because the New York Times had given the inventor of the Wordle game, I think a couple million bucks. They flipped him. Nobody really said for sure. He was quoted as saying low seven figures. Like, good for him. It's fun. I don't know. $1 million, not a lot these days.
Yeah.
Guy had an idea. Better than the New York Times just straight stealing it from the guy.
Yeah, they could have came out with their own version and not given him any kind of accolade.
They could have just called it Stolder. I don't know. Let's go back to you making up bad words. That was a bad word.
They could have called it Wordle, but it spelled it W-O-R-D-E-L instead of W-O-R-D-L-E. Wordle.
Yeah, that would have been straight thievery.
Yeah, that would have been not good on New York Times' part.
But because he's British, I think that they would not get away with that because I think it would be the same spelling, right? Like the extra U and the reversing the R and the E between British English and American English. I think Wordle, the American spelling for Wordle should just be D-E-L. I think you heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, it makes more sense. or for the American version, W-U-R-D-E-L.
Wordle.
Wordle. Wordle. Gonna do me a Wordle and buy me some Apocalypse.
Now I try to have fewer opinions every day that I'm alive now. That's my new goal in life. Do you do that? Do you try and have fewer opinions?
That's a good goal to have. I try to, but I feel like I've become maybe not more opinionated about things, but I'm more convicted in the opinions I do have. Maybe fewer opinions overall, but more conviction in the ones I have, if that makes sense. I'd say that's fair.
The ones I choose to keep are the ones that are the well-researched ones, the ones that matter. I used to have an opinion on who the greatest wrestler in the 1980s was. I no longer do. You come up to me and say it was Ultimate Warrior, I'll say, all right, man, I don't know. I don't have an opinion on that. And it's so refreshing to say that to people and genuinely mean it. I think it can change lives. I worked with a guy who was married to a nice Mexican lady. I believe that she was born and raised in Mexico and came to the US. He was white bread. And he got a hold of her mother's salsa recipe, I think. Somehow, he wanted to surprise his wife with her mother's food. Like, oh, wasn't this great? And he did an admirable job. I actually asked her later about this story. And she said, oh, yeah, no, the salsa was very good. The problem with his preparation was that, much like you, he forgot that the jalapeno or whatever else was going in it was on his fingertips. And you think, oh, you just rub your eye. Like, that would be the worst. No, he used the restroom.
Oh, I've done that. It is the most painful experience you will go through in a matter of seconds. Going from, oh, relief, I'm peeing, to, oh my God, I feel like I'm burning from the inside out. I mean, what are you going to do? Grab a glass of milk and stick your junk in the milk? That's about the only thing. Water just makes it worse.
He spread mayo on his junk.
I could see that working. Something dairy-based to neutralize it.
Yeah, he said he spread mayo on his junk and that it worked.
Yeah. B-dubs, you've got to make sure to use the wet wipes before you go to the bathroom if you're eating traditional wings at B-Dubs. Even if you're eating non-traditional and eating boneless, you accidentally get some sauce on the tip of that finger and you touch Mr. Jimmy, he's going to squeal. And it doesn't go away. That burn. Whew. I never had an STD, but I can only imagine if that's what burn feels like. Oh, my God.
Oh, what'd you get? Oh, I got jalapeno chlamydia.
I got habanero clap.
No one told me that they openly hated me while I was at Disney World. I did get a little shade, and I replayed this moment in my mind a bunch. I don't think that she was trying to be mean to me, but it sure hurt.
Those are the worst. When somebody's not intending to be mean, but then it just, they stab you right in the gut and say something, you're like, oh, shit, that, ouch, really?
So here's what happened. I was surprised by this fact. It's only Magic Kingdom in the expanded Disney World universe where there's no alcohol whatsoever. So at the Epcot and the Animal Kingdom and the other places, you can get a drink while you're out walking around the park. This is great. This was a full surprise to me. And I found out at Epcot that there's like a drink for every country. The margaritas were good. I tried them all. So I consumed a few, buying them one at a time. Ding, bop, 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 bop. It was the third day. So we did a 5-day pass. And so I was at my third park on the final day of being able, because we put Magic Kingdom on as the two bookends.
Smart.
I've now been 3 days of buying alcohol at the park, and I finally get carded for the first time. And I say to the person, I haven't been carded all week. That's very nice of you. And she says, the rule is that we're not supposed to card someone if they're definitely over 40. But in your case, I was like,
ouch.
And I was like, I just told you that no one carded. And she was like, oh, yeah, you looked like sort of 40-ish. I am sort of 40-ish. But what she inadvertently told me is that everyone else who saw me was like, that dude's definitely 40.
Oh, yeah, he's pushing 45 for sure. Oh. We don't have to card him. She was trying to be nice by like, yeah, I didn't think you were, but part of me was about to go, I don't need to card him, but maybe I should.
Yeah.
Because maybe my boss will be like, no, I've carded him already. That dude's only 37.
Oh my God. I didn't even really, it's one of those like slow burns where I had my drink and we had like ended this cordial conversation and I'm turning to walk away. Did she just say what I, yeah. And I just,
yeah, it clicks and you're like, damn.
And you just get a hold of the straw and just drown your sorrows in whatever she just handed me.
I mean, age is nothing but a number.
Listening to your rant about how it could have just not been a movie, which would have been less entertaining, just so you know.
Like it would have gone, the movie would have gone in a totally different direction.
Sure. Have you seen Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yes. A long time ago.
Okay.
It's been decades.
Did you know that if you watch Raiders of the Lost Ark and figure out what happens, Indiana Jones had, spoiler alert, Indiana Jones has no effect on the plot of that movie whatsoever. At no point does Indiana Jones modify what was happening. He's the star, he's the hero, but as you watch, he doesn't actually accomplish anything.
He's basically the audience's eyes into what's going on. Yeah. And he's just living it.
Even the final battle, spoiler alert, he doesn't beat the bad guys. He's just there, tied up by the bad guys. And he says, close your eyes. That's the only thing he knows is that you should close your eyes. And then everyone else melts. And the Nazis defeat themselves by opening the box. What's in the box?
Yeah. Even if he wasn't there, that would have happened.
That would have happened. He just wouldn't have been there. The entire movie is like that.
There's a lot of movies that when you think about it, you're like the whole problem that is being solved in this film, if there's even one, because it could be one of those abstract films where there's no real resolution. It's just left up to your interpretation. But then ones like Indiana Jones, you could have solved this so easily and none of this bad shit would have ever had a chance of happening. And anybody with a modicum of logic would go, yeah, let's do that. Although the past 5 years, maybe I should retract that whole statement there.
Somebody sent me a screenshot from a zombie movie.
That narrows it down.
What movie was it? Zombieland.
Ah.
Zombieland.
Double tap.
And it said, how do we know that this movie was fake or was fiction? And it was a screenshot of them being in a grocery store. The main guy with the bat. Isn't that McConaughey in that movie?
No, it's Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson, interchangeable.
His character's name is Tallahassee. Yeah.
Woody Harrelson is walking forward carrying a bat, and it's a freeze frame, and then it's circled in the bottom. You can see that there are still 8 multi-packs of toilet paper on the shelves that haven't been looted. That's how you know that movie was actually fiction.
Oh, yeah. It's totally unrealistic. Like, if you're going to try to make a zombie movie, at least have all the essentials rated out of any kind of store. Toilet paper being number one, for sure. I can't even think number two.
I don't think of toilet paper as being number one, but apparently people do.
Yeah, toilet paper and bread. And if it's good, well, you don't know what it's like when there's a snowstorm that comes through. But when a snowstorm comes through, it's go out to the grocery store and get milk and bread because you might get snowed in. Like, what the hell? You get bread, but maybe you should get some things to go on the bread too, instead of just let's go get milk and bread. And that you'll see people go to the grocery store and literally just buy milk and bread. It has been ingrained in us in the South to go get milk and bread so you can make milk sandwiches.
Milk sandwiches.
You can take a piece of bread, you pour some milk on it, slap the other piece of bread on it. And eat your soggy milk sandwich. That's the only thing I can think of when people are like, get your milk and your bread for the snowstorm. Don't go out and get your milk and bread and peanut butter and jelly, or your milk and bread and deli meats. No, go out and get your milk and your bread. Make your milk bread sandwiches.
Evan Kyle, Start the Apocalypse is brought to you every other week with a full archive available at devandkyle.com. The Apocalypse theme and other music in the show is written and performed by Chase Noseworthy. He's Chase Noseworthy on YouTube or at NoseworthyChase on Twitter. All graphic design for Dev and Kyle, Start the Apocalypse has been created by Dead Vision. Find her work on Twitter and Insta at xdadotter. And book her immense talents at xdadotter.com. Audio engineering provided by Cassandra Umsong. She can make you sound even better than Devin Kyle because you'll provide much better raw materials. Get in touch with her on Twitter at CoffeeWithCoom. That's coffee with C-O-U-M. Dev and Kyle support artists and creatives of all types. Exposure is for film. Artists need compensation. If you're interested in becoming an apocalypto to help keep supporting all of the artists who make Dev and Kyle sound passably professional, please consider becoming a sustaining patron at patreon.com/devandkyle. Show notes, transcripts, and any other information from this episode should be available at devandkyle.com if Dev and or Kyle did their job. Fingers crossed. Finally, deeply and sincerely, Dev and Kyle think that you are a wonderful person who deserves love and compassion. We hope our small gift of what we consider interesting or entertaining has made your day even the tiniest bit better. Thank you for liking or subscribing in your favorite podcast app. And if you think others may want to know about this show, consider leaving a review in that same podcast app. It really helps us spread the word. Thank you.